We felt like today went pretty good. Some things fell. What we felt like was advantageous to us, especially over for the next couple of days, and we didn't have to actually give up a whole lot to get a couple of breaks. So that's kind of where we are. Like I said, we feel good where we are, but we didn't draft anybody, so we'll see about that tomorrow. We have something that's kind of unusual. We have the first pick tomorrow, and I think the first pick on Saturday. I think. Check me if I'm wrong. See, I knew I was right. Yeah. See.
For now, anyway.
Yeah, for now.
So who are you picking tomorrow, then? Since you got the first choice, might as well just tell us now, right?
Good point.
You know what? If I was smart, I would have come down here with the answer. I don't have that answer. Sorry.
I mean, honestly, though, I mean, you know, obviously you're not going to tell us, but do you feel like right now that you're ready to go with it? Again, you don't have to tell us who it is, but do you feel like right now you know who you're taking?
I don't know. Well, no, there were lots of things going on right there at the very end. So I would like to look at that board a little bit more right now. We felt the reason we were doing some of that trading was we felt like the board was strong enough to absorb it. And I think it did. And we're looking forward to picking tomorrow. So I don't think it's just one name that we would consider.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, did you come to that realization that the board was this deep, rounds 2, 3, and 4, that you might have considered doing this well before tonight just to get yourself in position?
No. Normally, the trading that I've done in this regard over the years has been on the day of the swap. You know, it wasn't 3 days before. And I don't look into the future that well when it comes to that. But you could tell tonight that the board was pretty strong there at the end, and we felt good about where we are. And we were fortunate to have a team or two that was interested in doing something with us. You got to have a dancer to dance.
Was it important, Ted, or how important was it to get the first pick, though, in tomorrow's?
Well, I think it's very, very good strategy wise. You know, we know where we're at and what we're going to do. There's a couple of different ways of looking at it, as in terms of being helpful to us. It could be that we highlight a player that we know we can get, and they can't take them away from us, so we sit there and pick them. It could be that a team sees an opportunity to maybe trade up and get a player they didn't think they could get, and maybe it's a trade that works well for us. So there's a couple of different ways to look at it.
And how much consideration did you give, because you know you're going to hear about this, to T.J. Watt, who then went one pick later?
Great player. Other than that, if he wasn't a Wisconsin guy, I wouldn't say anything at all, but because I don't talk about players on other teams. But good for him.
When you make a deal like that, do you have any idea what the teams behind you are going to do, or do you have no idea what they're going to do between end of the first and then when you pick tomorrow?
You normally have – so we have, you know, all of our – all the other teams in the league do the same thing we do, which is try to canvas your needs, try to figure out exactly what you're looking for in the draft and that sort of thing. If you're looking for to be heavy in the offensive line or what have you. But other than that, no.
In that run,
what surprised you about the round? Or what intrigued you about the round in itself?
I thought there were, let me see how I want to put that and not say too much. I just thought it flowed pretty good. You know, it seemed like it took forever and it was only one round, but you know, there were still players towards the end of the day, and that always surprises you a little bit.
Ted, did anything happen right in front of you that made you more inclined to move back? Or not right in front of you, but shortly before you guys did?
No, our guys were doing a lot of work trying to see where, you know, if there was a team that might want to go in partnership with us and somebody move up, somebody move back. There's that constant talk all the time. And it just so happened that we had a team or two that said, yeah, we might want to play that game.
Two more, please.
You know, Ted, you did this in 08 when you were at 30 and you went back and you were able to get Jordy. You know, you're moving back, what, four spots here? How many guys do you have that you like to be willing to make a move like this? Do you have to have at least four? Do you have more than four that... Or is there one guy that has to still be there to be able to do this?
I think it just depends on kind of where you are. In this particular instance, when you're in the first round, you know, you're kind of zeroing in on a couple of three or four guys. But like I said, the board held up pretty strong, and we felt pretty good about it.
How many times will you change your mind overnight about who you're going to pick first tomorrow?
I don't know if I'm going to be that into it or not. I hope I get some sleep. But, yeah, we'll all be that, you know, everybody... all around the country will be studying the boards and seeing what they could do or what they could do better, and we'll be doing the same thing.
Hey, Ted, you worked for Ron for a long time. He always said how important it is to get your quarterback. You were able to get your quarterback right away in 05. As you watched what unfolded in the first 12 picks and teams really wanting to go get their quarterback, were you – thankful for the guy you've got, and did it kind of remind you of just how important quarterback is in this league?
It didn't really remind me. We don't, you know, especially when you go to a session like that, you don't need a lot of reminding. But yes, we're very happy we have a quarterback.
Ted, sometimes they're showing those cameras in the draft room after, and guys are high-fiving after picks. What's the reaction after you trade out of the pick?
Trade out?
Yeah.
It's okay. It was good today because I think everybody was. We talked about it. We wanted to add a little meat to the shoring up the roster and that sort of thing. We felt like it was important to get a little more oomph out of it, and thanks to the people up there working their tail off. They were able to do exactly that. And we'll see where it goes tomorrow because the board is still strong. So who knows what might happen tomorrow.
Does that mean that you're openly shopping this pick right now? And that's twice you've mentioned that.
Oh, yeah. You can put that down. that'll save us a couple of phone calls.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you did come out a couple of times mentioning that, you know, that trading is possible. It just seems like...
Yeah.
You're putting off, hey, come calls. That kind of a.
You bet. Right. We're taking calls.
Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all have a good evening.